Hey, welcome back to the 5-Minute Strategist. Do you wear a piece of personal fitness tech somewhere on your body? Maybe you're an Oura Ring devotee, a Whoop fanatic, or you're just obsessed with the rings on your Apple Watch. As you go about your life, that little device records a bunch of data about you, which, while it's super interesting, is only really valuable once you apply it to your life. Say you have a late dinner and you notice that you slept badly. That's just data. If you then use that insight to try and eat earlier for a few days to see the impact on your sleep, that becomes useful and valuable to you. This is the difference between gathering data and creating a feedback loop. And we have these loops all over our lives. We do something, we get praised or we get chastised for it, and we adjust. We go to the gym, we find the workout too easy or too hard, we adjust the weights. We make a recipe, we taste it, we add more seasoning. Essentially, a feedback loop is just where you take the information about the output of that process and feed it back into the system as an input, hence the loop. So you have input, process, output, and output loops back to input. And so this information is used to make adjustments and improve future performance of that process. For a small business, this kind of feedback is essential, because even tiny tweaks can have huge impact on your results. And this feedback can come from various sources, but it's about paying attention to the response that you got, interpreting it, and then using it to make strategic decisions. So we have these feedback loops at multiple levels in our business, and some we won't even be consciously aware of. But let's stick to the three big ones. First of all, customer feedback. I think we're pretty good at asking for this feedback. We do it through surveys or reviews, market research, and we're listening to our customers so that we can figure out what they want from our offers, from our service, where they might have an untapped need that we could go into. But like the late dinner, it's not just enough to know that what you're currently doing creates this output. You want to have a system in place that captures that feedback, analyzes it, and then turns it back into adjustments and tweaks to the customer journey. We can also get feedback from our team, and these kind of internal feedback loops are great because they cover two things. One, they give us feedback on what's actually happening in our business. That can allow us to make improvements. But two, they're encouraging your team to share their ideas and their concerns. And when you take that information and you act on it, they feel seen, they feel valued, and they show up for your business. Again, it's not enough to just gather the information from them. You have to put it into practice in order for it to create value in your business and to feel like it was valued by your team. The final option is data-driven feedback loops. So this is things like your metrics, your KPIs, your financials. This is where you gather data, you use it to identify patterns and outliers, and you use that information to tweak the process that you've been measuring. Again, remember, data is just data until you actually do something with it. So it has to go from information about the output to looping back into the process to close a gap or to improve performance. Each of these types of feedback loops has its own purpose. It's looking at a particular part of your business. So when you combine all of them, that's when you get to see the big picture of your business and how it's performing. When you have these loops and you're using the information, this makes sure that when you're making decisions, it's not in isolation. It's not just you pulling an answer out of thin air. But you've got actual real-world data that's giving you the idea, that's helping you make the decision, and then the loop that's helping you test that decision. And this gives you real-time feedback, which means you can pivot quicker, you can change quicker. This makes you more agile, which we know as a small business is so key to that sustainable growth and long-term success. So where are the feedback loops in your business? Or are you just gathering data?